producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, Walmart peeps. And I got a lot of Walmart peeps because I'm in Walmart all the time. We got to talk, okay? We got to huddle because there was, looks like, a lot of confusion about the plan and the way things need to go down. All right, some of you, I'm sure, heard that there was somebody who underwent a complete grand mal seizure, one of the most severe types of seizures. And it happened in the middle of Walmart when I was there. And my Walmart peeps, the Walmart staff, by the way, that runs the Walmart, right on the money, very good, very well done. But my peeps and I need to kind of huddle and regroup and reorganize, okay? Because apparently, those of us that go to Walmart, you know, as frequently as we do, are not used to seeing a grand mal seizure, and unfortunately, some of the customers don't know how to react, okay? So basically what happened is I wasn't in the tampon aisle. I already bought my feminine products. My cart was full to the rim. In fact, I think I bought the last box of the multi-packs, one that has the slender all the way up to supersize. All right? So I was really happy, found what I needed to, and now my son's starting to do contacts, so now I'm kind of, you know, examining all the contact lens solutions, which, by the way, is confusing. Things have changed in 20 years. Now they have, like, peroxide in them, and so I'm trying to figure out what the heck is in them. And all of a sudden, I hear a repetitive vocalization from somebody. And, you know, sometimes you hear that from kids with autism or whatever. So I'm like, all right, well, there may be an autistic child and, you know, see if mom needs help. But it was an adult who froze, was doing this very, very, loud vocalization that was repetitive. And then all of a sudden he falls back and he starts to convulse. Now, while I'm tripping over my cart to go over there, one of the first persons on the scene was a woman who was in the same aisle as him, and she starts to scream. All right? And she did everything right, and I told her she did everything right, okay? But you only have to scream until somebody gets there, okay? You know, the screaming can stop, but that's okay. Somebody help, something's wrong. And I'm like, that's great, don't worry, it's a seizure, I got this, it's okay, I'm a doctor, thank you, it's okay. Alright, now she's still screaming. Try not to scream, guys, Walmart peeps, look, we have to talk, okay? We gotta talk. Try not to scream, because I'm trying to listen for breaths. And I'm trying to watch and listen, okay, you know, because the only thing I could really do at this point is to observe and make sure he's not hurting himself. Now, when somebody is going through a grand mal seizure, they're going to be flailing their arms sometimes, tonic, clonicking, you know, the movements that they can't control, and things may be flying off shelves around them. All of a sudden, customers start to come because they think there's some blue light special because there's all this stuff flying off the shelves. No! Okay, we don't need a big crowd. There's nothing on sale in this aisle. I don't know what. No, trust me. I yelled. I go, look, everything's overpriced in this aisle. No sale here. Go. You know, because everybody goes, oh, you know, what's going on in that aisle? There's got to be some good, you know, buys. No good buys. Okay, go Halloween. In fact, the Christmas stuff was already up. Go do that. What was so awesome is already Walmart staff was on the case. And one of the other non-screaming customers that came by, I turned to her and said, can you please call 911? Meanwhile, I start moving stuff away from the shelves. His glasses start to fly. I don't want him to hurt his glasses, okay? So move the glasses. And then all of a sudden, some people wanted to come and start moving him. Don't move a seizure patient. I know a lot of you guys think you have to move them immediately onto their side. You move them on their side so they don't, you know, vomit on their saliva and all that. But while they're moving and flaying and breathing, don't touch them. You could get hurt, and they're just going to flip right back. A lot of times we do the rollover once the seizure stops, unless you think the airway's compromised. So, of course, I had to kind of tell people, look, I don't want you to touch them. Then somebody comes up to me and says, and again, bless all you guys. Listen, okay, I'm with you guys. You guys are my Walmart peeps, okay? I'm not criticizing. It's just we need to regroup and do this a little better. Somebody comes up going, hi, I am CPR certified. Are you? Meaning he was going to eject me from the scene because he had a CPR certification. I thanked him. All right. You know, I told him to, he could stick around, but try not to eject me. All right. I understand you may be my superior officer because you probably paid attention a lot longer in CPR than I did, but I'm a doctor. It's okay. What's the mistake there? Try not to remove somebody from the scene. Okay. Based on what you think your medical, qualifications are. If you know CPR, be on the scene, be there. But please don't try to supersede anybody there that has medical training. I learned that, from paramedics. I'll run out onto the freeway going, I'm a doctor. What do you guys got? And the paramedics are like, look, we got this. Thank you. Why? Because if the paramedics are on the scene and the paramedics are trained to be handling the accident, yes, they may like you there, but don't try to supersede them and give them orders. You don't do that. So he wanted to start, or somebody wanted to start putting something into the guy's mouth. You don't start putting things into a seizure patient's mouth. Very dangerous. Okay, meanwhile, now we have more Walmart peeps, screaming and talking, and then somebody starts to, take out cameras, stuff, and guys, come on, this is Walmart, okay? Just tighten your pajama bottoms and, either be there to assist or move on. Don't impede. But I got to admit, everyone involved, even the screamer, okay, did good. All right. You guys did good. Just like I said, in the future, try not to, remove anybody on the scene who's medically trained. Try not to jump in and do things. I know you want to help. Trust me, I want to help also. There was a respiratory therapist, loved her, great job. She wanted to move him. Once the contraction stopped, she helped us roll him over. He did good, stable, AMR, ambulance came. I'll quickly review what to do with the seizure patient, because it looks like things happen at Walmart or things happen in places all the time, and everybody's freaked out. What do I do? It's easy. Sit tight. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacroegy at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Ben, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the big question I was being asked yesterday when I was at Walmart is, what do you do? What would we have done if you weren't here? Okay, and I'm like, probably, you know, you would have been completely fine, okay? You know, if you knew who I was, okay, I wasn't the best in my class, okay? I only graduated in the upper 99% of my class. Don't worry, you guys would probably be fine. But there was a lot of fear on my Walmart peep faces because there was a pretty, you know, kind of scary medical situation. If you've never seen a person go through a grand mal seizure, it's very scary. It is, okay? And you think you're prepared, you know, watching things like this happen on TV, and you don't. You see somebody perfectly fine and talking to you, and then all of a sudden, he looks like he could be dying. And it's very, very scary and you feel helpless. And, you know, even a lot of us doctors, I mean, we really can't intervene too much. A lot of times we just got to wait for this seizure to subside because it's a huge electrical surge going on that's starting to disrupt pathways in the brain. So, all right, what do you do when there's an emergency? Okay? And again, big thanks to Walmart. I think their staff did awesome. They were there. They helped call the ambulance as well as my Walmart peeps that were around. And, big thanks to AMR, the ambulance company, for getting there fast and, very good. And, it was great. I do though have an issue because I think somebody went into my cart when I was away and went and stole that big 96 tampon box that was on sale that I was really excited that I got the last one on. You know, please, if you guys, you know, see a whole bunch of, you know, huddling around because there's a medical emergency, please don't fish through the cart. Okay? You know, and I put some things in there like douche that I really didn't want people to see, and whoever was sifting through it, you know, got to see all that. And it was really embarrassing. Okay? I mean, I was busy working. Stay out of my shopping cart. Okay? Now, and somebody opened it to the box of Twinkies and took one. I know the cashier thought it was me, but I swear I did not go into the Twinkies and eat one. Okay, so what do? You got somebody that just, and we'll talk about seizure first. You're at Walmart, or you're at Target, or you're somewhere, right at the grocery store, and all of a sudden somebody just drops. Okay? Stay calm. Okay? You are not going to do anybody any good freaking out. All right? But call for help. Okay, which is what the one lady did. Okay, you know, really nice lady. She was in a muumuu. I remember commenting. I'm like, you know, that's I have a muumuu just like it. I was like, man, that's comfortable. You know, and I love those because when I wear my muumuu, I never get a yeast infection because I get a lot of good air circulation underneath it. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, my Walmart peep lover, she called for attention. Even though I saw what was happening, I was coming. If there wasn't anybody around, luckily she had the voice loud enough that multiple aisles down, somebody could come. Okay? If you're going to, though, have a problem anywhere, do it at Walmart. Because, boy, did they have everything there. I'm like, grab me a pillow, grab me this, grab me this. We were in the right spot, you know, because we were there in kind of the housing section. I needed something for them to throw up in. There was a bucket. I don't know what price tag we ran up on Walmart stuff. But, you know, I should have had them grab me a beer, you know, at the time. Because we were just running stuff up. Bring me this, bring me this. Okay, anyway. Okay. Most seizures, all right, shouldn't last too much time, too long. But you need to document the time. I know it's hard. It's kind of crazy. A lot of stuff going on, you know, when a seizure's happening. But you want to know the time because if a seizure is lasting longer than 3 minutes, or if the person is pregnant, no matter how long the seizure lasts, you got to call 911. As far as I'm concerned, okay, if you don't know the person, like this person had no family around or whatever, you don't know, just call 911. Okay? It wouldn't hurt. 911, they're really, really cool. It's a seizure. Okay? I'm sure they'll be cool about it. Even if the guy remains consciousness, the paramedics will still check him out. Okay? Go ahead. All right. Now, what you want to do is you want to protect them from injury, like I told you. Okay? He fell. So I was immediately concerned that he might have sustained a neck injury because he fell and he fell back. All right? So you got to be careful starting to move them. They're going to be moving. They're going to be flailing around. So just get everything out of the way from him, okay, or her. Just get everything out of the way. If you think he's going to hit his head on an underneath of a shelf, slowly steer him. Always watch the breathing. If he's breathing, you don't have to start, you know, going and looking in the mouth or anything like that, okay? Once you think the seizure's over, or if you think he's going to start having issues or she's going to have issues breathing, immediately put them on their side because saliva, remember, when they're in a seizure, they're not going to have their swallow or their gag reflex, so they won't be able to swallow. So, again, you're here. 911 is called, okay? You're the only one around. And that person is kind of flailing on the ground. Make sure they're on the ground. Don't make sure they're not up against something. You want them flat so oxygen is getting to their brain. They're all right. And then slowly try to move them over. If he's still hitting you or whatever, you can't be a victim. Don't. Last thing we need is you tripping and falling and you being a victim. Okay? Once you think you can roll them over, do so. All right? If you think he's got some false teeth or something like that, you could try to sweep it out. We don't want you putting your fingers in his mouth at all if you don't have to. Unless you think there's going to be something there that's blocking his airway or you need to push some of the fluid out. Okay? Because if he starts to asphyxiate to the point where you don't think he's breathing, you got to get ready to administer CPR. So, you know, you want to watch the mouth, watch the nose. Luckily, he had stable respirations. It looked like he was still oxygenating. And so, you know, we didn't have to put, you know, our fingers in his mouth. And again, you don't want to stick your fingers in somebody who's seizing because they could bite them off. Okay? And I understand you want to help, but you cannot be a victim. Okay? I know some of you guys are like, well, I'd rather be fingerless and have the person alive. Trust me, a lot of times the seizure will end, and then you could, I mean, you don't have to, don't stick your fingers in somebody who is seizing. Okay? Don't force anything in their mouth. Sticking a sock in their mouth or something is only occlusive. Okay? And you could unfortunately chip a tooth or do something, you know, worse to their mouth. So don't do that. And do not try and hold them down. Holding down an epileptic, a person going through epileptic seizure is just going to make things worse and they're going to flay more. Don't try to hold them down. You just want to make sure you clear the area, clear the area, clear the area. Okay? And you want to make sure they're breathing. Again, you want to check that 911 was called. Make sure someone's on the way. If you're concerned, you could always do another call, but usually they're on their way and one call should do it. Okay? Then, watch their breathing. If not, like I said, you want to clear things out. You may want to loosen some clothing. What I like to do, and what I did is I went into his wallet. Okay? Not because I had a whole bunch of stuff to pay for, but I told the manager, look, I'm going to go into his wallet because I want to get his name. Because I'd like to talk to him, and I want to see if there's any MediAlert stuff. He didn't have any MediAlert bracelet or whatever. So, took a look, see if there was any medical card or any whatever, okay? Found his name, talked to him. He was going in and out of consciousness. At one time, he looked at me, and then he goes, oh, no. And then he falls back out of consciousness. And I'm like, okay, well, he probably doesn't like my show. I wasn't insulted. I mean, I was. I was a little insulted. I'm like, really? You know how many men wake up? You know how many men I've been with who, like, I woke up the next morning, looked at me and said, oh, no. So it brought back a lot of bitter memories. But that's okay. That's okay. Look, the man, you know, I'm just going to blame it on the seizure. And so you want to make sure you have the wallet. You want to make sure that you know who the person is, and then you want to start talking to him. When I asked him his name, when he came to, he knew his name, but then he fell right back out of consciousness. So this was a pretty, pretty severe seizure. Luckily, AMR came, et cetera. You do not, though, while you're waiting for AMR, if they start to wake up, okay, don't feed them anything. I know some of you guys are like, okay, well, it could be a diabetic seizure. It could be a diabetic. If they are low in blood sugar and you know they are a possibly hypoglycemic, okay, again, be very, very careful offering something unless you know they are fully alert and awake. You start to, you know, throw Kool-Aid in their mouth while it's just going to go into their lungs. They got to be completely awake and completely alert before you offer them anything with sugar. All right, and that's only if you know they have a history of hypoglycemia. It really helps when you know what their medical condition is. One thing he tried to do while he was semi-conscious is he tried to get up. He kept trying to get up, and he kept kind of fighting me to get up, even though he wasn't conscious. Try not to let a seizure patient get up, because what's going to happen is they're going to fall down again, or they could hurt you. Yeah, so I just kept telling him to stay there. We got a pillow. All right. It was kind of a fancy pillow. So thank you, Walmart, for donating the pillow. All right. You know, that was nice. I'm like, somebody get me a pillow. And just put his head there. And I go, look, don't worry about it. You're fine. Everything's fine. You know, I don't know where his cart was. I hope nobody was going into his cart. But anyway, make sure there's a pillow so he doesn't hurt his head. And again, if you think they sustained a neck injury, keep the neck still. Try not to move him. Try not to mess with the neck. But luckily, he looked okay with that. All right. I've reviewed CPR with you guys. If you are CPR trained, great. If you're not, get CPR trained. Okay? When it comes to CPR, you want to make sure you check, you know, their airway, breathing, circulation. But a lot of times we tell you to just start the compressions. They've changed CPR a little bit. I'll review that when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so many of you guys have throughout the year, you know, done your mammogram. Good job, men. You've done some self-breast exam. Love it. I want your pictures, okay? I mean, keep it clean, rated G. But we are posting your self-breast exam or your, guys' self-breast exam, okay? And female mammogram, or even if you're in the waiting room, sitting there waiting to get it done, post your pics. Okay? Let's show everybody how easy it is. Take a picture of you in the waiting room. Completely dressed. Completely dressed. We don't want any nudity. I know mine may kind of show a little bit too much. Okay? But just, you know, what we've done is with the, with the photos, we've, you know, accented the shoe that appears to be in the same field as the, mammogram pic. But, send the pics either to Facebook or Twitter and, raise an awareness for breast cancer. Another thing that we're going to be doing is raising awareness for pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer is on the rise. I'm going to be having Coach Freddie Banks, my, rebel cousin, UNLV rebel and coach, basketball coach, and phenomenal guy. He's been on the show before. He's going to be joining us in a little bit to talk about what he's doing to raise funds and raise awareness for pancreatic cancer. So we'll quickly review that. But before we move on, I just want to quickly review with you guys some CPR, okay? If you don't have CPR training, I want you to get CPR trained. But if not, and you're running around today and something happens. And I got to tell you, I don't want to spend too much time on what happened at Walmart yesterday. And again, great job, Walmart, and great job to my Walmart peeps. Everybody did a good job. But I can't tell you how many times, and I don't look for it, but how many times I've had to jump in on a medical emergency, either on a plane or at a restaurant or somewhere. And I see the fear in your guys' eyes. And it's a scary, scary time. But I'm frustrated that a lot of us don't know basic CPR or basic training. Because if, God forbid, something happened to me, I feel like I would be really, really screwed. All right? Like I said, some of you guys want to stick things in people's mouths when they were seizing. You want to start moving them. I know you want to help, but sometimes you can do more damage. And so please, for the love of the Lord, get trained. You don't have to go to medical school. You don't have to become an advanced nurse practitioner or a PA. You don't have to go through all that. But please get some basic training, okay? Because you will use it. You really will. One of my biggest regrets in life is I was talking to my mom. My mom and dad lived in a different city. And I was talking to my mom about CPR. And she goes, you know, I need to learn. And I go, take a class. She's like, no, you'll teach me one day. I'm like, I could show you, but, you know, you may want to, you know, well, unfortunately, my dad had a heart attack right in front of her. She didn't know how to do CPR. Now, my guess is she would have died, you know, he would have died anyway. It was a massive heart attack. But, boy, does our family have regrets. I mean, I was in another state. We have regrets that we couldn't at least jump in and do something, and CPR saves lives. So, they've made CPR a little bit more user-friendly. Okay, for those of you guys that know advanced CPR, you can pretty much do what you've been trained, okay, with the 30 compressions and the 2 breaths, etc. But for the rest of us that are like a little rusty or we're like, well, you know, I don't know what to do, basically, before you start administering CPR, make sure the person needs it, okay? I know a lot of you guys, you go to some sort of a, I don't know, you know, office building and the person, you know, behind the desk is just sitting there and they're ignoring you, looking at the computer, you know, and then you want to administer CPR because they're not answering you. Don't mistake somebody being rude, okay, and ignoring you for needing CPR. But that was a trick I did. I did that once. I was feeling it. I was ignored, and the person was just staring. I go, oh, my gosh, guys, she's having a petite mal seizure. She's having an absence seizure. Look, guys, call an ambulance. She's not moving. And then she's like, no, you could talk. I was wondering, you were just staring at the computer screen. I'll do that sometimes. Anyway, okay, is a person conscious or unconscious? Very easy to say, to tell if they're unconscious, okay? Very easy. All right, ask if they're okay. Call 911. Make sure you call 911. If they're unresponsive, if they're unconscious, please call 911. Okay, they're going to be able to do more than you're able to do. Okay? They've changed the ABC airway breathing circulations to CAB. The American Heart Association now uses the acronym CAB, compressions airway breathing, because they want you to start compressions first. Okay? Because if the person's unconscious, whether they're breathing or not, if they don't have a pulse, if they're not, you got to start those chest compressions right away. You got to lay the person on their back. It's got to be a firm surface. If you guys are on a waterbed, that's not going to work. Okay? It's got to be kind of a flat, firm surface. Kneel next to their neck and shoulders. Don't be hanging out by the feet. A lot of people like to go near the feet. No. You got to get up there. Okay? You got to get up there. Then you got to find where you're going to do the heart compressions. Remember, we talked about this on the show many times. Find the nipples, Okay, if it's a man, it's easy. If it's a female, I know a lot of you guys are confused, especially if she was like me and breastfed. Where the nipples should technically be, you want to find that mid-nipple line, okay? If not, you guys are going to be performing CPR on my knees. Don't do that. Just find the mid-nipple line. Put one hand on top of your other hand. Keep your elbows straight. Position your shoulders directly above your hands. You are going to be on top of the victim. Don't sit on the victim. You don't need to straddle the victim unless that's the only way you feel like you'll have straight shoulders. Most of the time, you're lateral to the victim, meaning your shoulders are perpendicular to theirs. But you just want to get comfortable however you get comfortable. You want to use your upper body weight, and you want to push straight down on the chest. You're going to push down, if it's an adult, about 2 inches. And you want to do it about 100 compressions a minute. And I've taught you guys, you know, usually songs at work is like, another one, Bites Dust. Another one, Bites Dust. Or Staying Alive is another good one. Staying Alive, Staying Alive. You know, that type of beat. Okay, sing it. I don't care if you have to sing it out loud. Sing it strong. Sing it loud. Sing out loud. Whatever. You know, whatever you have to do. And then you do the compressions. Okay? And keep doing that. If you're like, I don't want to put my mouth, I don't want to check the airway, I know that stinks, but as long as you're doing compressions, hopefully you're getting blood throughout the body. If there's somebody there that will do the breathing, then they'll do the little head tilt, chin lift maneuver. You don't want to shove the head completely backwards and hyperextend it. It's a very gentle head tilt, chin lift. Put the palm on his forehead, gently tilt back the head, and then you could check for breathing against your cheek. If you can't tell, or if it's like a hypothermic patient, sometimes you could put your glasses near the mouth, and if it fogs up, you know there's some breathing. Okay, but sometimes you got to wait a good 10, 20, 30 seconds. Again, I don't want you stopping compressions during all this, but this is if you have two people. All right, and then when you do the mouth, you have to put, you know, your mouth completely, make a real good suction, and then you want to do a couple rescue breaths. Again, if you aren't trained in this, just keep doing the compressions and keep doing the compressions. Now, here's the thing. You're going to get tired. Okay? Make sure you don't go, I got this, I got this, I'm Dr. Dahlia, I got this. You guys just go back to shopping. You don't want to do that, okay? Because you're going to fatigue. Most of us are not that physically fit with our upper body. So what you want to do is while you're doing the compressions, you want to recruit your, just like a relay, you want to recruit your second leg and your third leg so that you have a chance to recoup, okay? Because you will get tired. Make sure 911 is called. If there's an AED, know how to use an AED. So you could use that if you have to deliver shocks if he's pulseless. But, again, I would rather if you don't know what you're doing, make sure you are doing the chest compressions. If it's a kid, you're basically going a little bit less, like about an inch and a half to an inch. If it's a baby, again, then you're pushing one, you know, a couple fingers within the nipple line. You don't want to be doing two full hands, of course, on a baby. And restoring blood circulation is really the biggest thing you need to do. If you have to clear the airway, sometimes you have to do a finger sweep. Again, be careful with a seizure patient. You don't want to put your fingers in an active seizure patient, but anybody else that seems to be unconscious, you do a finger sweep. Don't worry, okay? You can always wash your hands off. And that's roughly CPR. All right, pancreatic cancer is on the rise. Let's hear what one coach is doing to help raise awareness. Freddie Bank joins us. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stock brokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC D-A-L-I. Well, pretty scary stuff. They say by the year 2030, the top cancer killers in the United States is not going to still be lung, but also pancreas and liver. And many of you guys know I went to UNLV, and I am a rebel till the end. And we lost Machine Gun Freddie Thompson, rebel legend, to pancreatic cancer this year. Well, we have Coach Freddie Banks, who was also running Rebel Legend, and he has set out to do amazing things to raise awareness for pancreatic cancer and to, in Freddie Machine Gun Thompson's memory, make a huge event that I want to talk about. Coach Freddie, how you doing?
Thank you very much for having me on your show. I'm doing well. Just sitting here right now in practice and just doing a little something with my kids, but otherwise I'm doing well.
I love it. I love it. You coach Canyon Springs High School, and your kids are doing great. You are awesome. I mean, Freddie, you do so much right now for the community, but you have taken on something that I'm even more proud of with pancreatic research. Tell us what you want to do.
Well, what I'm basically trying to do, I'm trying to bring back Freddie Thompson's legacy. He passed away on April the 2nd with pancreatic cancer, and my opening night here at Canyon Springs, I'm basically doing it in his behalf with pancreatic cancer, donating them a check and trying to find out the cure of pancreatic cancer in honor of Freddie Thompson.
Oh, that's wonderful. And he was only 55. That's young.
He was only 55. And I miss him a lot. It was hard for me to find someone to fill in his shoes because there's certain shoes you can fill, but his shoes is very hard to fill in my program with Freddie Thompson.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, both you guys were legends with UNLV running Rebels. When did you guys play?
Well, we played November the 30th here at Canyon Springs at 6:30 on Monday. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to do is I'm going to have the whole school basically in purple. There's going to be balloons. There's going to be glow sticks. There's going to be wristbands in honor of him. I'm going to have pictures with Freddie T around the whole school in the gym. They're going to donate, like I said, I'm going to donate a check to pancreatic cancer in his behalf. And we're going to turn the lights out like the Rebel Days. We're going to have the lights flashing. And it's going to be a great, great time. Also going to have T-shirts to be sold in the front foyer for people who don't have a purple shirt. The shirt's running like $10 for a shirt sleeve and $15 for long sleeve. And I'm going to have all sizes that's going to be there.
That's awesome.
In honor of Freddie Thompson.
For those of you joining us, we're talking to Freddie Banks, UNLV Rebel, and head coach of Canyon Springs High School men's basketball. Tell me something. You know, pancreatic cancer, whenever we want to raise money for this, I mean, obviously it takes a lot. I mean, it takes thousands of dollars. And from what I understand, people like you and your commitment to raising money has now brought us a lot of new treatments. I was talking to an oncologist the other day. He says there are things we could do. We are turning the tide. Problem is it takes money. What kind of things, what can we do? I know you got now the whole nation listening to you. What can we do and where can they donate?
Well, they can donate, and this is to iterate what's going on. The money doesn't go to me. For you know, the listeners out there, the money doesn't go to me. It goes to the pancreatic cancer in itself. They can donate it through pancreatic cancer. I have my banker here at school has a swipe card. She can, you know, swipe anyone's card. They can give out the number on the card, and she can run it. Whatever they can do to get this done, they can even do a money order and present it to Canyon Springs basketball team, and it goes straight to pancreatic cancer. It doesn't go to me. It doesn't go into my pocket because I love my job.
I love how you're spearheading, and you will direct to where this all has to go. Maybe we'll get some, if there's any companies that want to set up booths or banners, you know, I would love to put some banners of our community. I want our whole community to get involved with this, and not only to honor Machine Gun Freddie Thompson, but to show that we are in this fight together, and we're going to fight cancer. We're going to not let cancer take any more of us. What type of banner opportunities do you guys have?
Well, the thing what I think that they can do also as far as putting banners up, they can also do that. It's just not pancreatic cancer, breast cancer. This month is breast cancer, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of people that I know that has breast cancer also. But like you said, Ms. Dahlia, this cancer is taking a lot of us out, and we have to find out a cure to all of this. It just touched my heart that Freddie Thompson has to leave with pancreatic cancer because it's hereditary in his family. And so his sister has it, his mother and father passed away with it, and unfortunately it took him out quicker than anything.
Oh.
But we just need to find out what we have to do to get this cancer afloat where we can take care of it and do what we have to do to make it, people to overcome it.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the meantime, I know since it's early, this is November 30th, we're still working on flyers and all that, but where can people get information? Where can they call or where can they go?
Well, they can call at the school with the number is 702-799-1870, extension 4194. That's my office. They can leave a message, and I'll be able to get it, and then I will call them right back when time permits itself for me to call back. I'm always on grounds at school. They can always call the number and always ask for me if they want, and then I can tell them how to go about doing things. Looking for that one person to help this pancreatic cancer and bringing this thing to a head. One person, because there's a lot of people out there listening, and I'm asking you, please, to help us out with this pancreatic cancer event.
Oh, my gosh. Freddie, that is awesome. And, guys, periodically look on my Facebook and Twitter because we'll be posting updates more and more on the event. We want you to come. We want you to help. And we want you to spread the word. Coach Freddie, thank you. I know you're busy with practice. Give those boys big hugs for me, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you very much, Ms. Dean. Thank you very much, all the listeners, and hopefully that we can get this done.
Anytime. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's quickly review pancreatic cancer. The reason why this is so scary, pancreatic cancer, is because a lot of us don't realize we have it. All right, sometimes it doesn't even hurt. Now, some typical symptoms of pancreatic cancer is you could get some abdominal pain, right? And the pain may go to the back. Some of you guys go, well, you know what, I ate a bad taco. No. It may not be a bad taco, and I don't want everybody to panic that eating, something bad is going to cause them to have, something as serious as that. But if you have continuing pain when you eat or continuing pain that can radiate to the back, that's some serious stuff. Sometimes, we'll start to see the eyes turn a little yellow or skin turn a little yellow. That could be a sign of jaundice. You've got to get the liver checked. Got to get the pancreas checked. Sometimes we'll see loss of appetite. Sometimes we'll see weight loss. What's very, very interesting is you see a high predilection in African Americans, especially men. But everybody could be at risk for this. I'm also kind of looking into diet soda. I don't want to really say that on air that I think diet soda causes this, but I got to tell you, I'm hearing of a lot of diabetics being at risk for pancreatic cancer, and not everybody agrees that it's a medicine-induced. And one thing I notice a lot of people with diabetes do is they eat sugar-free. I'm a little nervous about that. We need to research this. If you have excess body weight, that could put you at risk. If you have chronic inflammation, if you have diabetes, if there's family history, I'll have patients come in, like Coach Freddie, you talked about breast cancer. It's all related. And we have to research all of these. But you'll have people go, look, there's just a girl cancer in the family, I'm good. No, if there's ovarian cancer and breast cancer in the family, you may have the BRCA gene mutation that can put you at risk for pancreatic cancer or prostate cancer. Okay? Any family history, and of course, no smoking. Now, some people will come in, no abdominal pain, but they'll start looking a little yellow. Go to the doctor, get yourself checked, blood work, etc. But we got to just stay on top of this. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hang me down, little white church. Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.